Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss harvesting your equity.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere's Real Estate. We wanted to talk a little bit about equity. I know that, Bob, over the years, you taught a class at Lane Community College to small-time investors who turned to big-time investors because they use their equity and they leverage not too much, but just enough to keep moving forward in their portfolio. I love that.
Leverage is a fantastic thing when you're young. Leverage is not necessarily such a fantastic thing when you're older. Issue being, you're taking risk by utilizing debt to advance your investment position. And if you're utilizing debt to advance your position when you are much older, that debt could come back and bite you in the fanny. And that's maybe what you want to avoid. So it's a function of age. It's a function of timing. Right now is a fantastic time to use leverage.
Well, let's talk about that. I was thinking about it as using cash equity.
Okay.
So you're talking about using the debt. So let's talk about the scenario that we're both referring to, because I think it's the same one. You've got an investment property, let's say a duplex in town, and you've paid it down through paying part of the rents toward the mortgage additionally, and now you've got about a 40% equity, 60% loan debt to rate.
And the question being, is this a good place to store that portion of your net worth in that particular property? The problem is this one: with long-term debt, with a 30-year mortgage, 29 years from now, you're still making payments on that particular property. And the payment is the same size, the principal and interest portion of that payment is the same size as it was 29 years earlier. You may be paying taxes and insurance, and that portion had gone up with time and so forth. But it's interesting because you could have very, very little debt and you still have a fairly big payment. And that's an issue that turns to be tacky. Once it's free and clear, all of it comes to you in the form of cash flow. But just prior to that, when you've got a huge equity and you're still making big payments, it's touchy.
Well, in regards to that equity position, you're talking about the use of cash, the use of your net portfolio. You're talking about what you have available that's sitting there on that property at 40% equity.
Right. And that 40% equity, if the property was worth, say, $300,000, 40% of that is a very large number.
More on this next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.